The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you tonight in here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we jump right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, a nude sunbather is going to fight the charges that he's received. First, we've got Lena in Colorado Springs listening, I believe, to I-25 Talk Radio. Hello, Lena.
Yes. I wanted to say something about the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Please.
Yes. They've been coming to our door for about 15 years, and we talk with them. We don't believe everything that they believe, and they're just wonderful people. They keep coming back just to talk with us.
And have they promoted
one time I was sick, and the dear lady offered any assistance that she could do for us, she and her husband, and she says, I'll bring you a pot of soup, and, you know, I'll do anything you want me to do. I mean, what's bad about that?
I'm not going to contend that that's anything wrong with that. My question would be, have they been promoting a one-world government at all recently?
Have they been what?
Promoting a one-world government.
Oh, that's pretty ridiculous. They don't do that.
Well,
why would they do that? Where did you get that? Have you ever gone to their website?
I have, and what I've seen recently is this, this Project Daniel, and this is why I'm bringing this up, because I find it extremely concerning if the Jehovah's Witnesses are now promoting this one world government, because there is a belief that that unifying all religions and all churches under one church, and unifying all world governments under one government, so that essentially the government would be then the kingdom of God on all of earth. And essentially,
I don't know why you're so worried about this, Johnson. I mean, it's the Jehovah's Witnesses. When are they going to ever take hold? I mean, when are they going to, you know, have their day in the sun?
Statistically, Jehovah's Witnesses is one of the growing religions.
Our government is promoting one world everything.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, what was the question?
Do you know that the government is promoting one world government, one world everything?
Well, maybe the United Nations is, maybe, but not necessarily.
Lots of governments want their governments the way they are. They don't want to give up their control to some bigger bureaucracy.
Yeah, but many government politicians will use boilerplate, UN rules, laws, things, text,
well,
and then introduce.
People ought to be attacking, or those people going around cutting people's heads off, don't you?
You know, I've been trying to look in the news about the beheaded children, and I can't find a very good source for that. There may be a lot of hooey in the beheaded children part. Certainly some people have gotten their heads cut off. There's no doubt about that.
I know that there's no use to talk with you, so I will just leave.
Well, I've seen pictures and videos of what you're talking about, so, you know.
You're saying you've seen children with their heads cut off?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying that. I've seen pictures of what you're talking about. Children getting their heads cut off.
He's agreeing with you.
I'm agreeing with you. I've seen it. I've seen pictures of it. So I absolutely believe what you're saying there. And yes, you know, there are...
Who's doing that?
Islam. Is Islamic religion.
Well, there's not all Islamic religion.
No, not all of Islam, but certain sects within it. But again, my feeling on religion always comes down to there's always a group of bad actors in every religion, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lena, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I mean, I openly admit that I have a very biased view against religion in general, because I feel like it's, when you believe in things without evidence and without proof, you're open to being manipulated.
I'm not here to attack the Jehovah's Witnesses, and it feels like I've been attacking the Jehovah's Witnesses tonight. That hasn't been my intention. All I wanted to do was share initially the 10 things that sucked about growing up as a Jehovah's Witness. That's just an observation. That's a legitimate observation from someone who was involved, allegedly, in being a Jehovah's Witness as a young person. We don't know at what age they got out, but it sounds like they were an adult before they got out of the religion. And then, Johnson, you brought up this story about the New World Order, which is freaking you out for some reason.
Sure.
And you're saying Jehovah's Witnesses are growing?
It's kind of, yes, and it's a kind of an interesting topic in that it seems to be that there's a lot of media that's coming out recently of people who have escaped one particular religion or another. There's like that show Breaking Amish for the people who have escaped.
What is that now?
Oh, you've not heard of Breaking Amish? Oh, it's an incredible show. They follow a group of young, like in their 20s, Amish people who have escaped the Amish religion. And the stuff that they've had to go through getting out of the Amish religion, because they... I mean, essentially, once you
break
Amish, horribly ostracized. I mean, they just cut off all
ties. You have no family left.
Yeah,
you
essentially,
have no friends.
Yeah, and then there, you know, there's all this crazy peer pressure, and they, you know, they're thrust into this entirely new world with no, you know, natural ability to kind of survive in it.
Right, and no, you don't have much of a foundation. You haven't earned much.
Right.
I mean, what person in their 20s? I mean, currently, most of America in their 20s is still living at the mom's house, or you know, or their parents are paying for their college.
Right, so you can imagine it's very dramatically emotional, and there's, you know, funny moments, dramatic moments, and I mean, so that's been a really, really popular television show that's been on in the past few years. But just in general, I mean, people go from this, you know, kind of unquestioning indoctrination to a much more open-minded worldview, where suddenly it's like, I've had this little bubble that I've been trapped in for my entire life, and suddenly, you know, they see what they've kind of always wanted to experience in life. And it's, for me, I look at it from the viewpoint, again, is that bubble is all tied to, we have to do everything because of what might go on after death and the afterlife. Everything's got to be lived for that particular moment and lived for this, you know, other view that they've been convinced of. It's not.
Well, there's certainly plenty of religions that have that viewpoint, but not all of them, right? Like, you know.
No, but a lot of them, the vast majority.
I mean, in the Hindu religion, as I understand it, I'm not an expert. I've only read, you know, an excerpt from a book about this, like a larger book about religions in general. But while, you know, they may believe in having multiple lives, there's no sense of urgency to it. You know, like there's different sort of steps, as I understand it, in sort of progressing. So like the first step is you're just living for the moment, you're experiencing the pleasures of life, and then you move beyond that and you become more concerned about the community and start working to kind of give back to the community. And there's like different stages. I don't remember the four different stages, but those were two of them, the first one and one of the upper stages. And then, you know, as you get higher up, you're like getting closer to being a master.
I'm sure that like any other religion, that there's some sort of push to sacrifice your sense of reason for some sort of emotional kind of, you know, this basically self-sacrifice. Almost all religions require, in some sense, a self-sacrifice in order to...
I mean, how many religions have you studied?
A lot. And it's hard to actually sometimes to keep them all straight, because they all have these very similar threads that run through all of them. So, yeah, I mean, I've studied a lot of different religions, and they all have this very similar
As far as I'm concerned, as long as it's peaceful and voluntary, I just don't care. I mean, if people want to believe in a giant spaghetti monster in the sky that, you know, changes things with his noodly appendage, I just don't care.
Here's my problem with
that. I can't get whipped up about it, because it's like, everybody's an atheist except for their own belief system.
Right.
Whatever their belief system is, if their belief system is nothing, they're, you know, they cling to it and you know, and advocate for it, and it's just like, you know, whatever.
My thought is
the world's not going to crack wide open if somebody doesn't believe like I do.
See, well, my thought is that I agree with you on that, and when it is voluntary, but the problem is that I believe very strongly in one should hold to their principles and, you know, have an organized set of principles that are consistent. And what I find with a lot of religions is that at some point, again, if you're not basing your worldview on reason, rationality, and evidence, that people become open to manipulation. And that also what then happens is that it gets to a point where people are convinced to do something that is not voluntary.
I think your thesis is flawed. I think that the fact is people are open to manipulation. and the manipulation is whatever the manipulation is. Reason is a great philosophy, but it's just you trying to manipulate them into reason.
What about manipulation by scientific experts who taint data and...
What if they don't taint data?
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you'd like right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are completely free. freetalklive.com. Something else that is free, a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
It really is. I just got my fresh BuzzBox in a couple of days ago, and it's wonderful to get this coffee. It's ground so fresh. You can actually get it whole bean. I prefer mine ground professionally. I figure, it's ground, put in the mail, it's still fresh enough for me. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get that free pound of coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. The reason that you're going to want to continue getting the coffee, because it's a subscription. You sign up, you can cancel at any time. You can get your free pound and go on your way if you want. The reason you're going to want to continue is that a little bit of money from every pound, every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another microloan to another family around the world so that they can get whatever it is they need to live a better life. I, wouldn't propose to know, but maybe they need a sewing machine or a bicycle or something like that to start their own business. Give them that hand up rather than a handout, because that's what really changes people's lives. Go get your free pound, coffee.freetalklive.com. Start on a new way of giving through the coffee you drink every day. Rather than giving to charities where they just go and do something that people didn't want necessarily in their community, this way you can give them the loan they need. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about religion in general. Johnson seems to be frightened that the Jehovah's Witnesses are going to take over the world and
start
a... Well,
not just Jehovah's Witnesses. It seems like that what this is talking about is that there are several religions that may be moving towards pushing for a single world government and a single world
church. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, apparently
I know the Baha'i are interested in that.
Mm, that's true.
So, and you know, one of the things you brought up was the idea that, people can be vulnerable to scientists lying about science and manipulating people that way. And, again, that's absolutely true. But I think my point is more towards the people who are leaning towards being libertarian or being voluntarist. And, when I talk about the manipulation, I think that science and rationality are systems for dealing with and getting to the truth or getting closer to the truth. That's the whole point of the scientific method. And the whole point of learning logical thought and rational thinking is to avoid very specific methods for manipulation, like logical fallacies and bad reasoning and bad logic.
But wait a second, Johnson. We're not given the scientific method in the newspaper. We are told, climate change or the new health fad.
I'm not telling people to pay attention to the newspaper. I'm telling people that what I think is...
Read scientific journals? The average person's not going to do that.
No, not necessarily. What I'm suggesting is just learn how to think. Learn basic rational thought. Learn basic logical thinking. Learn the logical fallacies. I don't think those are so hard to grasp. Things like no true Scotsman or, things like, any number of them. I mean, there are tons and tons of...
Well, my point was, you were complaining that people who are believing in some sort of religious guru or whatever, some religious system, are being subject to manipulation by other people. And that's certainly true. But my point was,
I think
that
people that believe in the state are subject to being manipulated.
Right.
And much more obviously so.
And isn't that also true in the scientific world where, there are people who would like to manipulate others into believing their viewpoint about it? Mark mentioned
it's not universally
global climate change or something like that.
Sure, but it's not universally true. There is some science that's just based on truth. It's not based on political motivation. Some science.
Sure, but you have to be able to filter that out.
You have to be able to filter that out.
You have to be able to spend the time, like you're saying, with the rational thought and analyzing the information.
We're here advocating, and we've advocated many times here, hey, Rand Paul, you need to be able to filter that out and understand that Rand Paul is not like Ron Paul. They're two very, very different creatures. And how do you filter that out? With principles. And that's what I'm talking about, is I think that you need to have a certain set of principles in your beliefs as well as your...
My principle is I don't believe anything I'm told.
But your religious beliefs.
I tend to agree with what you're saying. However, I've still got to say that it's just... So the no God, no kings thing has been the mantra of anarchists for 130 years or something. I'm no anarchist, but I've heard this over and over again. It's not a solution to anything. There's a yes to the scientific method, and yes to critical thinking, but no gods and no kings is a negative, and it isn't useful. The rambling nonsense that somehow, one person's religion is the same as another person's religion, like, because I am a theist, that I am the same as some scimitar raving lunatic with a dynamite strapped around my midsection, is horse crap that is laid out in front of us by atheists who think that the solution to the world's problem is to get rid of religion. If you get rid of religion, all you've gotten in its place is the same thing, which is statism. It's people believing the words of other people.
But that's not true.
It is true.
No, the absence of religion is not statism.
The absence.
There are plenty of atheists, voluntarists, and atheist libertarians out there that don't believe in the state.
There are plenty of the voluntarist Christians too. And how could these people possibly come to this conclusion that we would consider right if they somehow held this wildly illogical thought of a theism?
Are you a proselytizing atheist?
That's what
Johnson?
He's doing. Yeah. It's the look. I am a theist, Johnson, and I am not a moron. That's all. And it all sounds like that if we could just get rid of this religion, nope, that's not the solution. Getting rid of religion
is not
the solution.
I mean, it's
not going to happen. Absolutely
right.
Not. I wouldn't presume that it
critical
would.
Critical thinking skills, I love that.
But would I suggest that people get critical thinking skills? Yes, absolutely. Would I suggest that more religious people need to come to voluntarism? Absolutely. Would I suggest that more religious people need to question their religion? Yes, absolutely. Does that make me a proselytizing atheist? That I think that people need to learn to think a little better if you believe in a magic man and a talking snake and a magic apple? Yes, I think maybe it is. Maybe I'm proselytizing. Maybe I'm thinking that it's a little lunatic to think in, this water that I go to in the church is magic. It's magic water, and it's going to kill me. My original sin.
Lot is in Michigan City listening to WIMS. Hello, Lot.
Good. Namaste, brothers.
Hey, namaste. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, in the idea of what you guys are talking about, I believe that it is possible to keep your quote-unquote religions and to have a free world and have the ability to live in, having peaceful balance and harmony, and people don't bother. And I think what the problem is in regards of the religious extremists, if you will, is that they see their religion and they come to you and they say, well, this individual loves you. This God loves you. And because he loves you, he's giving you a chance. And if you choose it, you can come with us. And then when they say that, well, if you don't choose this, well, then we must fight you. Well, the understanding is if that source loves you, no matter what you do, well, then why does it matter whether you choose to believe me or not? And as far as any proof goes of having any proof of anything, really, ultimately, I can lay out all the proof that you want, but you're not going to believe me because I don't, quote-unquote, have the degrees, or I don't have the background, if you will. Whereas the reality is ultimately, you're...
Stand by, Lob. We're coming up here in a moment. On Free Talk Live, you can take control.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you on the site for free. Now, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, over at modup.net, they make it affordable for anyone, including you, to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. And modup.net, by the way, gives you a sweet discount if you pay with Bitcoin. You get 33% off, and whether you're paying with Bitcoin or not, use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL at modup.net for modafinil. That's modup.net. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we have Lot in Michigan City listening to WIMS. Lot, you barely had a chance to really get a couple sentences out there in the last segment. I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts heard. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. What I wanted to say was, is really when it comes down to what age an individual takes to be true, usually people just have a tendency of observing the messenger, and then because of whoever the messenger is, they just decide whether or not the information in which this individual is divulging is true. So if I were to tell you that I've, you know, got 4 PhDs, and I'm telling you that God exists, most people are going to be like, well, this guy's got some credentials. Maybe he's done his research, you know, so maybe he's right.
Right, they're using experts as an excuse to not critically think, right? And there are people who do that, whether it's religion or science or whatever we're talking about, politics.
They go to the tire store and ask the salesman, which is the best tire for me?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That's what they're doing. They're just taking somebody who says that they are an expert and taking, well, this guy's an expert, so they must know what they're talking about. They don't really take the idea to decipher the information for themselves and feel how it is and feel what it is that they're trying to get you to believe in and then determine whether or not they decide to believe it's true or not.
Well, it's lazy thinking for sure, but on the other hand, you can't blame people for it because people are busy, right? I mean, they're busy with their own lives. They've got a lot. Everybody's got a lot going on, a lot of plates up in the air, whether it's taking care of kids or making sure the bills are paid at the household, going to work and all that stuff. I mean, it's hard for anybody to sit down and say, oh, all right, well, let's see what they did over there at the Large Hadron Collider and how did all that, those experiments work? Did they create a black hole? And what would be a black hole? And
yet, I think
there's
a lot
to learn about that stuff.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. And I mean, it does, you know, we have quote unquote a lot of things that we have to do. And there's a lot of information, there's a lot of different subjects or topics in which we can get upon, which you don't necessarily have to go through. Really, what would pertain to you are things that would interest you the most. So if these things interest you and these things excite you, then those things are going
to
be the things
that it would behoove you to take a closer look. I'm with you there, Lon. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate that. Maybe if you're going to be regurgitating information, that would be a good time to check it out, or at the very least cite your source. Oh, I read this on here and that said that XYZ was true. Not necessarily that you believe what you read, just that you'd heard that. And it gets back to a conversation I think we were having during one of the breaks actually with Johnson about, you know, what people see, and then, you know, they just accept it as truth based on, you know, its source, as that gentleman was talking about there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jared is in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Jared. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I want to just say a few things. You know, I do agree with what the previous caller was saying, that, you know, you should search it out yourself to see what you truly believe in. You know, my faith, you know, lies on with Jesus Christ. You know, I'm a Baptist going member. Believe that the work.
So your family is a completely different belief system than you.
No. My family.
Oh, I thought you said you should search it out yourself.
No. Yeah, I agree that everybody should search out their faith. You know, but within myself and my family, you know, we choose to believe in the Word of God, and that the Word of God was inspired by Him for the men to write the Bible. And, you know, the problem in the world today is that, you know, there's always a fight against good and evil. You look at what's going on over in the Middle East, and you look what's going on with Hamas and the Sharia law. There's always a battle between good and evil. And you will act on what is driving you the most.
Now, I have to say, I totally understand where Johnson's coming from here. I mean, you called in to say that you should search out for what you believe in, but it sounds like you just went with the religion that you were raised in.
No,
you didn't.
It comes down. You know, I was brought up in church. Yes.
In what kind of church? A Baptist church?
A Baptist church, sir, yes.
So you did go with what you were raised in. I mean, don't say no if that's what's the truth.
I did go with what I'll correct myself. I did go with what I was raised in.
I imagine that you feel that if you had been born in, like, Pakistan or Iraq or something like that, that even if your whole family was, you know, believed in Islam, and you were brought up in going to Islamic churches, that you would still be a Baptist. because you would have sought that out and found that on your own. You'd be a Christian Baptist to this day, even if you had been born and raised in that environment, that you would have found the same belief system that you currently have.
Do you think that's true?
Accurate?
I believe that the Bible says that, you know, the end won't come until every ear shall hear the word of God. And that's why there's a purpose for missionaries.
What's the end
to go
look
to
like?
Other countries?
To bring the end about? I mean, what you're trying to do is you're paying people to run around the world and set off something bigger than a nuclear weapon?
You know, the Bible says that you should repent for the end has come. You look at all the battles that's going on in the world, it's all based around religion and how Christians are constantly persecuted. And, you know,
Christians are persecuted. No. You're in the United States.
You don't think there's persecution in the United States for Christians?
I think there's persecution of everybody else in the United States.
Do you understand that like 80% of every human being in the United States is Christian?
Identifies. Mildly.
Like, identify. Well, like, there's, no, there's like 70-some-odd percent are biblical literalists.
But the thing is, 80% of Americans, yeah, they say that they are Christian. But the difference is, are they truly saved? A lot of people can say they have Christian views. Yeah, I believe there's a God. I believe that there's a creator. But until you repent and that you're a sinner and that Christ needs to come into your life.
Imaginary disease alert. you can't throw out an imaginary disease like sin without any kind of proof to it. I mean.
Oh, you read the Bible. It said so.
So you don't believe that sin is sin and that you need to repent from that there's a difference between wrong and right. And listen,
I believe between wrong and right. I just don't think that sin and right necessarily are the same, that wrong and sin are the same thing.
Right. So, like, I don't believe that having sex before marriage is a problem. I think, in point of fact, it's a good thing.
Hold on, some people
might consider that a sin.
Sin really isn't the problem because it's not believing whoever is talking's certain version of Christianity is really the problem. Because everybody has sin, they'll just say that you thought about it once or whatever. Of course, God's sinless and he knows everything, so if you can think about something in sin, then God must be full of sin. But I don't know. That's beside the point. So really what it comes down to is believing specifically the good news, which is Jesus Christ came to save you from your sins, whatever they might be. And then that is the only sin, which is believing that or not believing that.
All right. So, Jerry,
that's the purpose in what the Holy Spirit plays into, you know, in letting you know that, hey, yeah, I'm not living right. I need something in my life to fill this void. And that's what
I have a question.
All right. Hang on, Jerry.
I have a void, too.
We're going to come back with you here in moments if you can stick with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call and thoughts, especially if you're already on hold. Of course, don't get in tonight. We've always got tomorrow. We do it 7 nights a week, live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If we're not heard live on your local radio station, just call us during those hours, and you can listen to yourself later on. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at username lrn.fm. And don't forget to check out Keenvention at keenvention.info. It's your chance to check out New Hampshire and meet some of the very same activists that you hear so much about, the doers, the movers and the shakers, the people with their boots on the ground. The Keenvention is a convention and a hotel. It's intimate, very small amount of people attending. Last year, about 100 folks at Keenvention, so you get to kind of know everybody. And the presentations will be given by New Hampshire-based activists on activism. Those are the various different topics, everything from being active in the legislative capacity to doing direct action. We'll cover it all. Keenvention.info. Go grab your tickets now for just $60 for the entire weekend. Now, you do have to do your own hotel rooms, and we got you a special hotel deal as well in the Event Hotel, which is the Sovereign Hotel, as they call it, the Best Western Sovereign Hotel. So it's happening October 31st through November 2nd. Great chance to come up and check out New Hampshire in the fall. That's, again, October 31st through November 2nd this year. Keenvention. Go to keenvention.info for more information. As we go back to, I believe Jared is with us still in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Now, Jared is sounds like a pretty devoted Baptist. And, Mark, you had a question for him before he went away.
Yeah, Jared, I don't want you to feel jumped on or anything here, but I was raised in the Christian religion, and I even into my mid-20s, I really found it to be sort of unsatisfying and where, you know, like judgmental in many ways. I have a relationship with God now where I have far more questions than I have answers, where I don't have this whole good and evil thing going on where I know the answers and I can be a warrior for Christ or whatever. Right. So I came to some conclusions, and I'm going to lead you down the primrose path here for just a moment. So entertain a couple of questions, if you will. So first off, I want to know, what do you call your God?
Well, I believe that it's the Trinity. You've got the God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ.
We'll call him God for a short second.
Okay.
So God is a fair and just God, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now, is the you believe that one has to believe on the name of Jesus Christ in order to be saved?
Believe that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for your sins.
Well, doesn't it specifically say you have to believe on his name?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you know that his name wasn't Jesus, right? His name was Yaheshua?
Well, there's several names for Jesus in the Bible, and I know that you know that.
Well, I know that his Jehovah, name, Jireh, I know his mama Alpha named Omega. Him Yaheshua.
Okay.
And I have a real problem. I personally have a real problem with a religion that says that I have to believe on someone's name, that Jesus isn't their name. Their name is Yaheshua. Like, it's a confusing thing. And my question to you isn't whether you believe this or not, or whether this causes any, you know, any conflict in your mind, because maybe it doesn't, but it causes conflict in mine. My question to you is that if this causes conflict in my mind, would a fair and just God condemn me to eternal damnation for having that conflict in my mind? My Father, my Heavenly Father, somebody who has a relationship with me that is deeper and more profound than my relationship with my son, is he going to throw me into an eternal lake of fire for not understanding his 2,000-year-old book?
Can I ask you one question before I answer that?
Sure.
Have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Oh, you're a Baptist. That's right. I have done it more than once.
Don't doubt me for being a Baptist. Let's throw a denomination out.
Okay. Yes, I have asked Jesus Christ into my heart more than one time.
Then you are saved.
That's right.
And if there is a conflict because
can I blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Because I'll do it right here.
Well, then you've committed the unpardonable sin.
There you go. Holy Spirit, you can stinky his, shoes.
He knows his stuff, man.
Excellent. Great. I made a YouTube video where I did that.
Because listen, I mean, listen, you cannot be a born-again Christian and sit and mock the Bible.
You cannot be a fair and just God and send your children to hell for believing for not believing your mixed-up, convoluted old book.
Do you not think that there's always parameters within any religion? Look at Sharia law. Look at any religion.
I don't have to look at their religion. I have my own.
But you seem to be confused about your own.
I'm not confused about my own.
Not a Christian. When you said you let Jesus into your heart, you meant in the past. You're no longer of those particular belief systems.
I just blasphemed the Holy Spirit, said he had stinky shoes.
So do you not think that it's possible for the devil to have influence on a Christian's life to call?
I don't think the devil is
confusion?
Possible.
Well, you never answered
this
question.
I believe in a good universe.
You never, Mark, Jared never answered your question.
He won't answer the question.
Jared, do you
do
recall
I believe
the question?
Do you believe that a fair and just God would send me to hell for not believing his mixed up, convoluted old book?
That's a difficult question to answer because you're telling me that you've been saved. And so therefore I have
what
to
if
ask
I hadn't?
The question, why do you not believe if you're not saved? Yeah, you're going to hell. Absolutely.
Just to clarify, I guess I don't understand about the whole saving thing. So if Mark was saved in the past, but then he decided to reject many of those teachings, to reject many of the, you know, the stories in the Bible after the whole saving thing, would he still be saved?
I believe once you're saved, you're always saved. But
unless you blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Is that the only way out of being saved, is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, or is there another way out of it?
The Word of God says about blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
So just to be clear, if I get saved by Jesus, you can go on. Then I could then go on a murder spree, and I'd be all right?
Do you not believe that sin is sin?
I'm just trying to clarify what the rules are here.
That if I lie or if I go out and murder people, yeah, to man's eyes, there's a huge difference in the crime. Mm-hmm. But in God's eyes, sin is sin. You know this. You know the Bible.
So you are saying that somebody
doesn't really know the Bible that well.
So, I've read the Quran, but not the whole Bible. Anyway, so what you are saying, just to be clear, you're saying that somebody who's saved, who accepts Jesus in as their Lord and Savior, at that point can then just go ahead and sin without any kind of consequence?
Well, the consequences of man's consequences.
Right, but like no eternal consequences for sinning at that point.
We have consequences that if we don't repent of our sins, uh-huh. God will do something to get our attention. And I know that from experience. I do. Listen, I've not always lived a perfect life. I sin every day. I have thoughts that I shouldn't have thoughts of. But I know through the Holy Spirit that I know that my thoughts are not right. And that I know that the decisions that I make sometimes are not always the best decisions.
So if you act on one of those thoughts and you commit a sin, let's say, you know, you kill somebody. Again, I don't know, advocate doing those things.
I'm not going to do that.
But let's just say someone were to kill someone after being saved and they do not repent. Do they then go to hell?
No.
Interesting. Thanks for the call tonight. That's fascinating. That's why I'm asking questions. I don't know what
I know.
You know, they believe. Let's continue here and go to Jason in Louisville, Texas, or Louisville. Hello, Jason. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. First time caller, first time listener here. How are you?
Welcome.
You are shocked.
Go ahead with your thoughts. We're short on time, so I'm afraid it'll have to be brief.
All right. MMA fighter, entertainer, girlfriend gets beat up. What do you
Christy
say?
Mack.
What do you, what?
War Machine. Right. Yes.
What are we talking about here, Johnson?
I'm talking about War Machine. He is an MMA fighter who beat the hell out of his girlfriend.
He was doing it in self-defense. Did you see the news article?
Oh, really?
No, he could. How could he possibly beat up this little woman in self-defense?
He was little.
He's said many things about how he's raped her repeatedly.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrifying.
Well, they may have some fetishized thing. Let's let her bring charges.
Well, right. Obviously, I didn't know this girl was little. For all I know, she was beating on him.
He's an MMA fighter.
So how do you know she's not a boxer? I don't know. I mean, it's not uncommon for women to beat on men, too. Domestic violence works both ways. Thanks, Jason. We're short on time. Call us another time. We certainly appreciate it. Brian is in Nashua. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys. Seeing as the previous call, it did seem to take up some time. The thing he was looking for with this initial point, where he said, oh, people should, you know, think for themselves and not rely on the experts, that's called an ad verecundium fallacy. And I mean, this is the conversation that I'll probably have to continue with you guys tomorrow because it's
so thinking
it's
for yourself
way.
Is a fallacy? I would like to hear more about that. That sounds unusual.
Elaboration is how it's used.
Yeah. Just because you come to a conclusion on your own doesn't mean your conclusion is right.
Yeah, I got you there. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, Book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?